If you fancy living in the same luxurious digs that both Sandra Bullock and J.Lo have reportedly previously called temporary home in West Vancouver, and like a certain presidential feel to your surroundings, you're in luck. Ditto if a private bowling alley, indoor aquarium and 1500-bottle architecturally designed wine cellar are your jam, provided you're a buyer of certain means. One of West Vancouver's iconic luxury mansions, known locally as the White House, has hit the market for a cool $17.8 million. At 16,000 square feet, it's one of the largest in West Van. At 16,000 square feet, the White House, originally built in 1993, clocks in at substantially larger than most other West Vancouver mansions. That's because since the last addition to the house was completed, adding an extra 6,000 square feet to the mansion, local rules governing how just massive homes could be built on lots in West Van were changed, leaving the White House one of the biggest. The mansion, sitting on a one-acre Altamont estate at 2929 Mathers Avenue, is fronted with colonial pillars, and features broad front entrance steps leading down to a circular driveway. It gets its nickname from a more than passing resemblance to a certain other landmark by the same name in Washington, D.C. Listing real estate agent Derek Greck of West Vancouver's The Partners Agency said that likely wasn't intentional, adding the original owner was more likely interested in a Southern colonial architectural style. But the nickname has stuck. The White House comes with its own bowling alley. Derek Greck, The Partners Real Estate. Bowling alley, retro video arcade among entertainment options. The most recent owner, who worked for a prominent West Vancouver family and was involved in the international hotel business, added a huge wing to the already massive house, designed by Paul Fiduciak of Goldwood Homes. That 6,000-square-foot addition included a full-sized bowling alley, movie theater and video arcade featuring classics like Galaga and Pac-Man. At the time, the owner's children were young and he wanted the home to be a destination for birthdays, graduations and other celebratory events. Renovations catering to adults included a sweeping spiral staircase, curved wall of wine, and massive saltwater aquarium. A visiting fish tender takes care of feeding the fish and other aquarium upkeep, Greck added. A saltwater pool, several bars, sauna, cigar humidors and a multi-car garage, car showroom for showing off your car collection are also among the luxury touches. Multi-car garage for showing off car collection. A lot of people have really wanted to kind of use their entertaining space around their collection of cars, said Greck. So whether it's their Bentleys or their Rolls-Royces or their Porsche 911 sports cars or their McLarens, the entertainment space can show those off. Entertaining is likely to be high on the priority list of whoever buys the larger-than-life mansion, added Greck. Anyone who's going to buy a 16,000-square-foot house has to live the part. A saltwater pool is included, of course. Derek Greck, The Partners Real Estate. Movie stars have rented home. Currently, the home rents for around $40,000 to $50,000 a month on a short-term basis, although Bullock was rumored to have paid a rate closer to $100,000 per month during her stay. Perhaps not surprisingly, the 10-bedroom, 11-bathroom mansion has a very niche market. The home, most recently assessed at $16.3 million, has been listed a few times at prices ranging from $17 million to $25 million since 2018, but didn't sell. The White House in West Vancouver has more than a passing resemblance to that other building in Washington, D.C. that bears the same name. Derek Greck, The Partners Real Estate.